Okay, so we're holding a few hours away from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, as we discussed, it's a day of moving forward. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of speaking to God for forgiveness, speaking to God about how we'd like to be better, and we express our regret for things we did not live up to in the past. That's called vidui. Vidui is, you could say, confession, but by us, it's between us and God. one should stand, if one can, for vidui. We say the vidui ourselves. We say the vidui 10 times, corresponding to the 10 kiddush that the Kohen used to sanctify himself in the service of Yom Kippur. When we mention the sins, we tap our heart. Guys, there's no point in beating our heart up. we were pointing out, you're the one that caused me. It's my desires that really led me astray. If a person has things that he's done incorrectly in his past, so we said it's very important to remain positive, to look to the future, and yet if a person has the emotional capacity to look back and say, you know, I regret A, B, C, or D, that's part of growth, provided that a person doesn't wallow in his past, provided that he can look forward, provided that he comes out of Yom Kippur excited, with new strength, not depressed. We say the viduim even if there are sins that we never did, because we say the viduim in plural. Yom Kippur is about us. It's not about me. And so if there are many things in the vidui that a person might say, I never did that. Right, you're not only talking about yourself, you're talking about the Jewish people as a whole. And the Kabbalists say that none of us know what Gilgul, where we're from, what we did in a past life. So, in the vidui, we should have in mind that we're having in mind me and my family and anyone who we're connected to, and that's really the Jewish people. we should be downing from Machzor, where we can see what we're saying, where we can understand what we're saying. the tunes are there to help us focus. Don't be too pressured keeping up with the crowd. Where you can, keep up with them, but where you cannot, it's more important that you understand what you're saying. It's not all about lip service. So if it takes you an hour to finish your Shemona Esrei, and then you find out that everyone's holding who knows where, fine. When they get up to Kaddish and Kedusha, so just be silent and listen in. But try to be focused. Those of you who daven with talis, I always like putting the talis down over my head so I could be in my own world. I recommend that a person come with a pack of tissues to davening. It's very hard to concentrate if one has tears flowing and his nose is running and he's got nothing to wipe his nose. So a person should have tissues with him.
You can put the talis over your head if you're not married?
So usually not. But on Yom Kippur, I was more lenient about that for myself. I don't know if I should tell you to do that, but covering the head is, there is a source, and that is the custom, that only married people cover their head. the custom is that we have a person to the right of the Shalich Tzibur, a person to the left. That's based on a Medrash. Some people have the custom to stand the whole day Yom Kippur. I think it's much more important to have the strength to be focused on what's important on Yom Kippur. We're not like previous generations. You know, I was talking to a rabbi last night. There was a woman who wanted to fast. She said, my mother fasted, my grandmother fasted, why shouldn't I fast? So the rabbi said, tell her that my grandmother used to fast all 10 days of the Aser Simei Tshuva. She'd fast 2 days in a row and then break the fast at night and then fast another 2 days. And that was those generations. They were stronger. What do you mean? So you read things about people who stood the whole davening, who were leaning the whole davening. It's not a good idea for us. And most of us have a hard enough time holding out the fast as it is. So we have to watch ourselves. That's why I encouraged people to get a good night's sleep last night, and I encouraged people to get a good night's sleep tonight. You'll have strength for the davening tomorrow. We have a whole order of davening, we our long davening is the Musaf, as you'll see tomorrow. Our davening is relatively short. At the end of davening, we add all the vidui, all the things we're begging for forgiveness for. Notice that this week, this year, it falls out on Shabbos. Ordinarily, Shabbos is a day you don't cry. Shabbos is a happy day, and here Yom Kippur overrides. We daven Shachris and Musaf, and then we have a break for Mincha, and then right after Mincha we have a prayer called Ne'ila, which is when the gates of heaven are coming to close. And we try to daven Ne'ila when the sun is still up at the treetops. We try to say Ne'ila a good half hour before Shkia, because there's a song that we say about the day is about to pass, and if you're saying it after the day has passed, then you can't say the day is about to pass. Yeah.
You can start as early as five,
I think so. But we started at the end of the day. That's the idea of Ne'ila. We say Ne'ila, it says in Halacha, when the sun is at the treetops, towards the end of the day. And in the prayer of Ne'ila, being that everything's about to be sealed, you'll notice that everything changes. We say V'chotmeinu. Instead of every time we'd say in prayer K'tov, we say Chatom. Uchtov l'chaim tovim kovnei v'ritecha. We've been saying for the last 9 days, and then in the Shemona Esrei, in Ne'ila, look closely, you say V'chatom l'chaim tovim. Hashem, please seal us in. In Ne'ila, everything that we were talking about Hashem's writing until now we're being sealed. And the same thing in the Slichos, and after the Tefillah, in the Slichos that we say in the Avinu Malkeinu also, everything is about V'chatom. Everything you'll see in your Machzor has changed. So even if you've got it down pat and you know it by heart, well, there you look inside so you get the change. We in Ne'ila we have the Kohanim bless the people, and again that's one of the reasons we have to have Ne'ila relatively early. Because Birchas Kohanim is only by day. So if you run too late, there won't be any Birchas Kohanim. not everyone does this. There are a lot of shuls that end up getting to Birchas Kohanim after Shkia, and they still do Birchas Kohanim. And that seems to be a custom. At the end of davening, we proclaim 7 times, Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem is God. The whole congregation proclaims this out loud 7 times. And the idea is that we say that the Shekhinah has been down here with us. And at the end of prayer, the Shekhinah goes up, and we say there are 7 heavens, and the Shekhinah is in the 7th heaven. And so to speak, we're accompanying the Shekhinah up each heaven. Hashem is the one that's running everything down below. What is Hashem Hu Elokim? Elokim is the potent one who's running the forces of nature, what's happening down below. So although God is ascending from heaven to heaven, so to speak, distant from us, we're again making a declaration, but He's the one running everything that's down below. And so we make 7 declarations, Hashem Hu Elokim, and then we blow the shofar. It says, Allah Elokim Bitua, God ascended with the shofar blast. So at the end of the prayer of Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar. This is also in commemoration of the shofar that was blown in the Jubilee year by the courts on Yom Kippur, and then all the slaves would go free, and then the festivities of the Jubilee year could begin. And then we hit Ma'ariv. And when Ma'ariv comes, most people are rushing home to eat. So if you have a wife that's waiting, you have kids, whatever. So Rav Chaim David Alevi says it's people's first sin after getting forgiveness. So we have to know that we have to add a little bit to Yom Kippur. Just like we begin a little bit earlier, we're supposed to end a little bit later. A little bit. We make Havdalah, and we don't have Psalmim, even if it falls out on Shabbos. Some have the custom some say you should make Psalmim when it's on Motzei Shabbos. If you want to go with those opinions, after Havdalah, go grab Psalmim and make a Borei Atzei Psalmim, or Minei Psalmim. After Abdullah, you drink a little bit of wine. My recommendation is drink grape juice every year. There are some people who are wise Alex. They make Abdullah after Yom Kippur on some whiskey or something, and they're in the ambulance 5 minutes later. Be smart. Make Abdullah on normal grape juice, or just take a sip of the wine and then have some normal food and drink. We make a blessing on the candlelight Matzah Yom Kippur, just like on Matzah Shabbos, but here it's different, because on Matzah Shabbos, we're making a blessing over the creation of fire, and so we can make a blessing over fire that's newly created. On Matzah Yom Kippur, we're making a blessing over fire. We're stressing the point that throughout this day I could not use fire. It wasn't like a regular Yom Tov, but now I may use fire. And so therefore the Halacha wants us to have a fire, a flame that was lit from before Yom Kippur. It's not a new creation of fire that I'm blessing over. On Matzei Shabbos, Adam was taught how to use flint and create new fire. And every Matzei Shabbos, when we make a blessing on the fire, that's what we're blessing. We thank God for the creation of fire. But when we make a blessing over the fire on Matzei Yom Kippur, we're blessing over the capacity to again enjoy the flame. So we want the flame that was there all of Yom Kippur that we could not use on Yom Kippur. And now we're making a blessing that we could use it on Matzei Yom Kippur.
This year we do a new flame?
I don't think so. If you do not have a flame that was that rested throughout Yom Kippur, so then some say you should make the blessing. Some say you shouldn't make a blessing. Get a flame from a neighbor, and if you're going to light a new flame, so at least wait until that flame rests a little bit, because the first minute you have the flame, so that's like the creation of the flame afterwards, so it's a flame that's been around. So you're not, at least don't do it overtly opposite the custom. Don't do it on a flame that's literally being created. Now,
so it trumps the Shabbos custom.
What?
Yom Kippur fire flame custom trumps the Shabbos custom.
Yeah. What
about the shofar? The shofar and the Shabbat?
Well, it's Matzei Shabbat. It's Matzei Yom Kippur.
Ah, already?
Yeah. Technically, blowing shofar is it's called a chokhmah and not a melacha. That deserves its own discussion.
No, but I'm just saying, it made it moksa on Rosh Hashanah, so I expect the same. But if it's on Matzei,
it's Matzei. Right.
Can Yom Kippur ever be on
Friday? No. The... We say Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Adu. Aleph Dalet Vav. Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. At Rosh Hashanah. So now do the math about Yom Kippur. The custom is that we say Kiddush Levana Matzei Yom Kippur. Everyone's happy. And you're supposed to be happy. It's like a little Yom Tov Matzei Yom Kippur. We make a nice Yom Tov meal. We sit down and we eat. You should eat slowly. People sometimes get more sick from eating after Yom Kippur than the fast itself. So break the fast slowly and carefully. Eat good foods. And that involves preparation today. Unless the Mahon gives you good food, I don't know. Some people are careful and should be careful right after Yom Kippur to start the mitzvah of building a sukkah. There's a custom that the morning after Yom Kippur, you wake up extra early. Many minyanim start 10 minutes earlier, because there's a custom that we're starting fresh. So we don't want to leave the sitting room to say anything, so we come to shul extra early. We come earlier the next morning. So the morning after Yom Kippur, be prepared. Davening is usually 10 minutes earlier. And from after Yom Kippur till after Sukkot, and some have the custom the whole month, that we don't say Tachnun anymore. Now from after Yom Kippur, davening is a drop shorter. We say Le David Hashem Uri V'Yishi until Hoshana Rabbah. This year, Matzei Yom Kippur, there's a sale of lulavim and esrogim, if you guys want to buy, in the school on Reb Chaim Vital Street and Noam School. That's my friend who sold us last year, the guy from Gush Katif. I'm going to be buying there, I hope. Those of you who want, be in touch Matzei Yom Kippur. We'll see what's doing at home. Maybe we'll go together.
Are you
Nope.